Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And then... And this is Planet Rick with Rick Hector. Finally. Join me as we land on the opulent surface of Planet Rick. Our tour director there, of course, is he is the head of Legally Armed in Detroit. His name is Rick Hector. Good evening, sir.
Hey, man. Good evening. How are you doing on this absolutely gorgeous day, at least here in Detroit, Michigan, man? How's it your way?
It's been cloudy then sunny. I'm doing good. I feel better. I'm just about done with the antibiotics. I'm doing good.
Yeah, that's right. We were on hiatus last week, man.
I was so feverish when I sent you the text that the show wasn't happening. I'm just glad that it was in English.
You know, that's a language I know very well. I'm fluent, I believe, in English. Yeah, I'm learning others, but I got the message, and I say, well, you know, I hear you're not feeling so hot, and I hope you get better, man. You know, you can't burn a candle at both ends and expect it to last as long as it normally would, right? The thing is, it lasts half as long, right?
Well, I had a UTI, so, I mean, on Tuesday, I was okay. Woke up Wednesday, I was like, what's going on now? anyway. That's
right,
over,
man.
Over and done with. What are we talking about today, Bose?
Oh, man, we're talking about all kinds of stuff, man. But, eventually I'm going to get to the point where I'm going to talk about best tips that I have for new firearms instructors that are starting out, man. What are my best tips in terms of advice that I can give them, man? But so much stuff going on, man. Man, I would be remiss if I didn't, at least casually mention a couple of things. As you know, my huge event is like rapidly coming up, man. That's my women's free shooting event. This is the deal where I offer ladies a free shooting event, man. And this year I plan to eclipse my goal of 814 women we trained last year. Man, I want to do 1,500 women in 2 days. So I'm going to have a legion of firearms instructors, speaking of which, I still need a few more. So if there are any firearms instructors, man, in the Great Lakes region, you're welcome to Metro Detroit to come help out. Because you know what? Man, I got people. Actually, I have some folks that are flying in from across the country, man, to be part of this.
Yeah, yeah. You think you're going to hit 1,000?
Man, you know what? I'm pretty sure I'm going to hit 1,000, man. The question is, am I going to make 1,500? I'm confident, man. We've been doing this thing for a number of years now, and now it's a two-day event. I think with the benefit of being able to run it on Saturday, in addition to the traditional day of Sunday, that opens up a whole market of people who traditionally couldn't do it due to prior obligations. I got some draws, some people that are going to be there. I mean, Eric Pratt, president of the GOA, is going to be there. Man, he's giving out free GOA hats, and he's also our supplier of safety glasses. Good friend Craig DeLuz from Coffee with Craig, his show he runs out of California, is going to be in the house. I'm having some buddies from the Buckeye Firearms Association crossing the Michigan-Ohio border to help me out, man, because I need so many firearms instructors. You know, man, there's a lot of instructors who are finding it hard not to take advantage of running classes with the demand for classes being so great. My good buddy Pat Collins from Georgia is flying in. And, of course, there's this lady, you probably heard about her, from the state of Washington, Carrie Sloan. She runs a group called We the Female. And she, as I understand it, is going to be undergoing or has recently completed firearms instructor training. So I welcome her both as an ambassador and as an instructor to the event, man. I'm stoked.
Sounds like you got it coming together. You got the ammo all lined up?
I got the ammo lined up, man. You know, until I get it in my hands, man, it's all theoretical. But I trust that they have it ready for me. I trust and believe, you know, I need the guns. I got my gun guy, you know, who's going to supply me with guns to be used for that event. And, man, I mean, the PE I'm going to need, you know, I already said how I got the glasses and, you know, everything that I need, man, that you know, to make this thing come together. You know, I even have a vendor donor bringing in targets, man. I mean, you know, we have to have everything. But, you know, once you have secured the big thing is the actual range and the actual people to run the event. And you know what? I feel very good about the two ranges we'll be using, one different range on each day. But you know what? I am not turning down any people, and a few extra firearms instructors are going to come in handy. So if you're in the Great Lakes region of this country, Rick Ector wants to hear from you and have you come volunteer your time. One day, both days. You know, I need some help. Come assist me. It is truly a great cause to empower women with the gift of personal protection.
Are you going to try to, I mean, for all I know, you're already doing this, but I mean, I'm sure that an event like that generates an awful lot of brass.
Oh, yeah, man. We lay it down. We basically, you know, install a layer of carpeting, you know, made of metal. There's brass all over the place, man.
Right.
And so, you know, we're going to be shooting so much ammo, man, we might have to shut down for them to, you know, to sweep the actual floor, man. I hate for a fire to start out there. But,
well, I mean, guys, right now there's a ammo component shortage. So, I mean, this you might be able to recoup some cost there. Just picking up the brass.
Yeah, I know. I was talking with a local guy I know that actually manufactures the ammo. Not a reloader, but a first-level, you know, manufacturer. And he tells me the sticking point, you know, at least from his perspective, is the primers of all things.
Right.
And primers, from what he was telling me, you can't, like, just go anywhere and get primers. It seems like there's a handful of people that actually manufacture those things. So, you know, and smaller ammo producers don't really get first dibs on what's actually produced. So, you know, as we progress down this rabbit hole, man, I'm learning so much about the gun industry, you know, not intentionally, but just, you know, just part of doing what I do, man, and
experience.
Getting ammo and what makes the ammo is increasingly important.
Coming up on the first break, tell everybody how to find you.
I am Rick Ector. I run Legally Armed in Detroit, Rick's Firearm Academy in Detroit. I run a blog of the same name, Rick Ector, over at YouTube. Over 2,400 videos and counting. Gun rights advocate, all around good guy and firearms.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For
over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Rick Ector, we were just—he was just going over all the logistics he gets to play with as putting together an event to try to train 1,500 women how to shoot for free. And so, where would you like to go now, sir?
Yeah, man, get into the meat of what we're talking about today, man. You know, I have, and of course, the event that I was just talking about, one of the things that I need is like specialized manpower, particularly firearms instructors to a great degree and to a lesser degree, range safety officers, man. And this one guy who's relatively new to the field of firearms instruction, you know, he reached out to me as part of the discussion I was having, was looking for firearms instructors to, you know, staff the women's event. He's new, you know, and he asked me a rather forward question, man. He asked me, he was like, "Hey, man, would you be my mentor?" I'm like, "Whoa, okay, that's like not really, you know, subtle, right?" I think when I think of mentorship, it's kind of like, you know, you're seeing someone that's doing something you want to do and you think they're doing it on a level that you want to do one day, and you kind of befriend them and you kind of hang out with them and you're there where they are, and if they need hands, you know, you volunteer. But I don't know if it's necessarily so overt, but I was like, okay, I can do that. Yeah, sure. If you think that hanging out with me would be of some benefit, fine. And so as I was thinking about that, I was like, man, well, what advice would I share to a mentee? What is the best advice that I have that I would say if you're following this long path of being a firearms trainer, what would be of best use to you? You know, what to focus on, what is most important. And, yeah, so that's the topic that came to me based on the circumstances I found myself in. And so the very first thing that jumped out at me is to master your craft, man. Master your material. I mean, I don't mean just read it, you know, or study it. I mean master it. Can you actually talk about it and discuss it and lecture to it and not really need your reference material? Sure, you'll have it right there on the table next to you. But please don't be one of those guys that has a class of maybe, you know, 15, 20 people, and his head never leaves the actual book because he doesn't actually know the material. He can't actually speak to it. And not only are we talking about memorizing the topics, man, but can you make the topic tangible and real? Can you relate it to actual cases that are happening in your local community in which those concepts are like first or at the top of people's mind and make them really think about what you're actually teaching them, man? So that was the first thing that jumped out to me. Master your material.
Right.
Let me hand off to you, man. What do you think would be very important for a new firearms trainer to focus on as they embark in this path of being a gun guru?
Well, I think the first thing they got to understand is that being a teacher is sort of like it's an art, because you're taking a topic they're there for, but you've got to make it to where they're paying attention to you, which is not something that they're just going to do. Students aren't just going to do that automatically. You know?
No, they're not. But, you know, I think that's, you know, the way I look at it, man, if you have a standard, say, curriculum of firearm instructors, whether you're an NRA credential instructor, whether you're with the USCCA or whoever credentials you, they teach you according to their model of the material.
But right.
It's even how you take the material and how you use real examples in the community you're from and bring it, make it real and make it tangible, I think, where the real learning actually comes from.
Right.
So, yeah, being able to master that material. One thing that people really overlook, too, is the merchant, the actual selling of the service. You know, it's amazing to me how many firearms instructors I talk to that don't even have a website, man. It's like, wow, how do you even get business, right? Like, how do you do it? How do they find you? You need a website, man. And you know what? Not only am I finding so many people don't even have a website, they don't even have business cards, bro. I mean, it's kind of like, wow, how are you doing this? You could actually, if you could actually teach a class on how to market a class without a website and business card, you might actually get some customers, but you know what? These guys aren't getting any customers. Why? Because they don't have websites and business cards. Imagine that, right? Another thing that I think would be of benefit is the business financial transaction side of it, man. Like, how do you decide how much your class should cost? Like, how much? What do you think is most directly influential on the price for a class?
I would imagine that's a good question. I've seen them in all price categories. It depends on how exclusive you are, and it also is going to depend on what you're teaching, I guess, if it's something specialized that nobody else teaches really that much.
Okay.
And then, but on the other side of it, though, you know, I've always heard this thing about it's maybe better to make the fast dime than the slow quarter.
Okay. Well, what exactly does that mean?
Well, I mean, you might be offering a very good pistol class for $150.
Right.
But you might have 20 students paying $150.
Okay.
So is that a good class? Is that a good price? It's hard with gun training. I tell you what, we'll have to pick this up on the other side. Tell everybody how to find you. We're headed to the break.
I am Rick Ector, Legally Armed in Detroit. Best way to find me is on YouTube, Rick Ector, Detroit CCW. Can't miss me.
Talking about the mechanics of putting together a good class, how to do it, all that other good stuff, which is not, I mean, this is something completely foreign to me because I'm not an instructor. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it's up to the Justice Department to make the legal determination to delay the presidential election in November. Pompeo responding to a question by Democratic Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia.
The Department of Justice, others will make that legal determination. We all should want, I know you do too, Senator Kaine, want to make sure we have an election that everyone is confident in.
The comments coming after President Trump sent a tweet early on Thursday where he floated the idea of possibly delaying the election until people can properly, securely, and safely vote. A senior administration official, though, telling Fox News that the president is simply raising a question. President Trump touring the American Red Cross headquarters in Washington, D.C. this Thursday afternoon, asking folks to donate plasma. You're listening to USA Radio News. As coronavirus relief talks ramp up ahead of a key deadline for unemployment benefits, which are set to expire on Friday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is calling out the Democrats who are not even wanting to negotiate.
They won't engage when the administration floats a narrower proposal. They basically won't engage, period. The Speaker and the Democrat leader are playing rope-a-dope with the health, welfare, and livelihoods of American families.
On Wednesday, coronavirus deaths in the country surpassed 150,000, with more than 1,000 people dying every day, mostly in southern states. This news comes as federal officials warn 21 states that they are in a red zone and should impose more strict restrictions to help control the virus. And NASA's mission to Mars is underway. An Atlas V rocket carrying the Perseverance rover was launched from Cape Canaveral Thursday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Rick Ector, we're trying to talk about how to price a gun class. One I forgot to mention when you were asking me what I thought of what would be an influencer. I guess it would be, did I travel to get there, or is this my facility or a facility close to me that I didn't have to travel to get there?
Well, that's always a consideration, you know, whether it's a class that's national in scope and you got to travel to get there. But I tell you what, if I was the promoter of the event, man, I wouldn't be necessarily, let's say I was in a remote area of the country, man. I'm in California or I'm in Washington State or I'm in Maine. Man, how you get there is how you get there. Price is still the price, I think.
Right.
But, you know, it's the one thing to consider, man. And, you know, within your local area, you know, things, if it's a local thing, it might be local competition. And even within local competition, you know, you will always find people who are at the lower end of the scale, those who are at a so-called average, and some that are always at the upper end of the spectrum. But I think, from my experience, I think the key is the ability to specialize, that is to own one particular segment of the market and just own that demographic and just not pay any attention to anything else. If you get other customers from other segments of the population, great, but you're going to be the guy that specializes in teaching this to these people. I think that is the best way to go. But some other things that just hit me from an operationally that I would like to share with new instructors or things that I would advise them on is like their business policies, man. Like, how do you treat, well, first and foremost, I was about to say, how do you treat no-shows? But I guess a bigger question, more encompassing question is, what does it take to actually register for the class? Do you actually submit payment in full? Do you accept payment in full right then? Or do you offer payment terms, like payment over time? Or do you do a deposit now and balance when you show up for class? That has a lot of mixed results, man. You know, for me, the whole point of a deposit is to reduce no-shows. And that's pretty much how I've been operating, man. But you know what? I still get no-shows, man. And it's, it is just a bad deal with, man.
Well, I mean, I would, is the deposit non-refundable?
Well, here's the thing, man. If it's non-refundable, then what's the whole point of having a deposit? For me, a deposit says, hey, I am totally locked in. I am coming to this class.
Sure.
And my policy in general is non-refundable. But, I mean, if you had, like, some extra unforeseen
case-by-case basis. Yeah,
on a case-by-case basis, and I'll move you to the next available class. But I mean, just because, you know, you woke up and, man, you didn't feel like rolling out of bed, that's not a good enough reason for me. Because you know what? I got up and I rolled out of bed, man. So
sure.
You should be able to do it too, right?
Yep.
But, you definitely should have some type of defined process, you know, in place or at least defined. Something that you can point to. And if your policy is well thought out, documented and explained, most people would definitely understand it. But still, even I get no-shows. As a matter of fact, my solution to it, Bill, I have increased the amount of my deposit to exactly half of the class. So this is an experiment we're working with, and we'll see how it works going forward. Maybe I'll get less people to sign up, or maybe I'll get less no-shows. We'll see.
I think that with most people that go to a class, if they'll just go, some people are a little apprehensive about going to a class, right? If they'll just go, they'll have a good time.
Right.
The only time I do not have a good time in a class is in extreme heat, which I seem always fall in extreme heat classes. But all that being said, anything else, I have a pretty good time. I mean, you get to shoot.
Mm-hmm.
1,000 times. How many range sessions do you get where you get to go shoot 500, 700, 1,000 times?
Oh yeah, you definitely are going to start and establish some really good habits. You shoot that many times in a weekend, man, or in a day for sure. So, looking at today's environment, man, probably most instructors are now at least pondering, if not already implemented, some concept of social distancing in their classes, right? If not, should they? Or is that a selling factor? Is that something that people will intentionally look for? Are people willing to pay extra for that? So this Go ahead.
So if you're outside, right?
Right.
They're being bathed by UV rays, which burns all viruses, burns it all up, right?
Okay.
If you're outside, the air is moving in most cases. Moving air does not lend itself to, if you're not as social distance as you might want to be, it does not mean that you're hanging out in a coronavirus cloud.
Mm-hmm.
So in the outdoors, I would say, if it comes down to making, it would be more of a placebo thing for you to get out there, and if you got 12 people instead of having a firing line of two sixes or 112. Maybe you have three fours.
Mm-hmm.
So they can be separate and feel good about it and concentrate on their shooting.
Yeah, man. See, here's the thing. It's what needs to be considered. Of course, there's the outdoor thing, but how does that actually translate to an indoor environment? You know, or maybe whether it's indoor or outdoor. Maybe for some people that's the deal breaker or the line of demarcation between something they're willing to do or not do. You know, another thing in terms of figuring out how we're operating, especially in today's environment, advice I would give to, you know, newer instructors. I mean, just taking into account some of the new requirements, man. Like, to me, in my opinion, on some level, there's going to be required some proximity necessary between you and the student, right?
Right.
For sure. I mean, if something goes, I don't know, I'm not going to say awry, but if something, let's just say, ill-advised was about to happen, you probably would want to be closer to that student rather than further away from that student, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
I was discussing my women's shooting event with a few key volunteers, and one of the things that we were mulling over in terms of how we were going to proceed with the class, and one of the instructors was like, well, you know, in this current day and age, you know, I think it would be wise for the instructors to be, I don't know, some, I think he used 6 feet away from the student. And I was like, well, for what reason?
He said, tell you what,
well, you know.
Hold up there for me. We're coming up on the break. Hold up. We'll continue this on the other side. Rick's YouTube channel, Rick Ector. Go check that out. Well over 2,400 videos for you to choose from. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Rick Ector. Been talking about what, how, if you're a new instructor, what should you be doing?
You know, and the principal thing that you should be doing is designing how you're going to offer your services under what conditions and what circumstances. How will you specify what you're doing, man? And the last thing that we were talking about was this whole issue of distance and physical contact in today's environment.
Right.
Personally, I feel like I need to be close to you such that if I need to intervene, I can effectively and safely do that.
Yeah.
You know, during this ladies event that I do every year, me and some people who are some key, you know, volunteers were discussing, you know, how this potential pandemic might impact or affect the way that we oversee the event, you know. And one person was suggesting that we, you know, be X amount of feet away. And I just flat out rejected that. I said, no, that's not acceptable. If something happened unexpectedly, for example, the proverbial casing that flies down someone's shirt and gets stuck, and yeah, you told that student about it, but yeah, they never had their skin like catch on fire, you know, feel like it's burning, and they just totally lose control of their senses while they have a gun in their hand. You
right.
Darn well better be close enough to do something about it, right? And being 6 feet away from me, yeah, that didn't seem like it would cut it to me. And ultimately, if you're going to make some rule, you need to figure out how you're going to, one, make it happen and do so that it's done safely, and you need to intervene under any sort of circumstance. So that's the thing that I was curious how people were resolving that, that whole physical contact, if necessary, and how you're going to effectively do that.
Well, I imagine that there's about the only thing you could possibly do, right, is maybe wear gloves. But yeah. You got to be there. You got to be tight on some of these people, especially if you're looking at some of them going, what is a giveaway? Like if somebody is afraid of the gun, you can always tell when somebody's afraid of the gun.
Yeah, man. Well, sometimes I can't tell until they actually pick it up. But sometimes the gun is shaking so furiously that I'm like, okay, this person is obviously nervous. And this hand that's holding this gun is just rattling back and forth. I'm like, yeah, okay. You need to just calm down for a minute, you know. And sometimes, man, you just have to get them at least through that first trigger pull, that first shot. Sometimes it's dead on, and sometimes it's wildly off the bullseye. But you know what? Just the mere fact of pulling that trigger the first time is enough to settle you way down, you know, to get you together.
Right.
You know, without belaboring this point, man, other thing that I think a new firearms trainer or training service, you need to figure out what forms of payment you need that you would be accepting. You know, what is customary? You know, one thing that's probably passe is, do you accept checks? Do you accept personal checks? I don't know many people that do in this day and age, but man, I'll tell you, every now and then I'll get a senior citizen. Like this one recent class, it was the sweetest little old lady in the whole wide world.
Yeah.
She asked me if I would take a check, man. Normally I don't. But I couldn't tell this sweet little old lady no, man. I couldn't do it, man. Couldn't do it. Could not do it, man. And you know what? It cleared. So, hey, that was a good decision in the aftermath. But, you know, that's just one of those things that you got to look at. Are we talking about being an early adopter of some of these new payment systems that exist now, man? Sometimes it's like a generational thing. Like, I'm pretty comfortable with PayPal, you know, with accepting that, and I just took on Cash App recently, but there's some other payment solution, person to person things that are out there, man, that people are using, and I just either haven't found out about it or just haven't, you know, got around to it yet, man.
I think the only one, Venmo. Venmo is one of those that is.
Venmo is one of the ones that you think hit critical mass now.
Well, I mean, a lot of people mention it in the same breath as PayPal.
Venmo. Okay.
Venmo.
That's on my radar.
Yeah.
Venmo. Okay. I'll look into that for sure.
I never had thought of that because as sure as you're sitting there, if you have 10 students coming in, I'll bet you got 8 different methods they want to pay you.
Yeah, and you know, and see, here's the thing. One, you want to be on as many platforms as you can reasonably be and effectively manage those accounts and those passwords, right?
Right.
You don't want everything to be the same password for security reasons, but if you can pull that off and be on as many platforms as possible, and if those platforms have a policy that enables you to have reasonably fast access to the cash that you earned, and all the better for it. But I mean, there's a lot of different nuances between all the different platforms and all the different forms of payment.
Right.
You know, you may find that some forms you don't even find acceptable to you. And of course, the other thing that I wanted to talk about was the legal section of the class. How do you want to present the legal section of your class? Is it specified in the state statute? Here in Michigan, it's specified that the person teaching the legal section of the class should either be a police officer that has POST, police officer standards training, or has to be a lawyer. Presumably, this would be a lawyer that practices criminal law and defends people who would be facing criminal charges if they did something not approved of by the law, right? So you want a criminal defense attorney. But you know what? There are other affiliated training organizations that credential firearms instructors that don't require lawyers. Some of them have their official DVD video that you're supposed to play in class. That's the approved sanctioned product that teaches the law in the class. Is that something you feel comfortable with? Is it of decent quality? Is the material good? How's the feedback in terms of students getting questions answered when you're looking off of a DVD? Don't know. But see, these are some of the things that you're going to have to evaluate when presenting this material to your students. Some states even allow the non-lawyer to just read the statute to people and not have the ability to provide legal answers because you're not a lawyer. At what point or at what level of understanding or what level of training can you provide to people on that particular subject? And I would argue, man, that's probably the most important part of the class. And I make sure I have a criminal defense lawyer that I personally vetted to actually know what he's talking about.
Right.
Because the last thing I would do, man, I would want, you know, one of my students to go out and do something ill-advised, man.
Well, we are about to run out of time. We got about 50 seconds left. So that's just about enough time for you to get out. All the ways they can find you. Go.
Here's all the ways you can find me. Of course, my name is Rick. R-I-C-K, last name, Ector, E-C-T-O-R. I'm at Legally Armed in Detroit, DetroitCCW.com. I have my own segment right here on Bill Frazier's show, Planet Rick. I have a YouTube channel. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. My handle is DetroitCCW. If you look for me, you cannot miss me. I swear, I'm everywhere.
Oh, yeah. And with this ever-changing universe thing that's always going on, the one constant is that Rick is just about anywhere you may look that he could possibly be.
And it's like that credit card commercial, right?
That's right. Or E.F. Hutton.
We can't mention the name until they come across with an endorsement deal for the Lock and Low radio show.
I appreciate your loyalty, sir. Thank you for joining me this evening.
All right, man. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. I had a blast.
All right. Coming up next, 1911 University with Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.